Red World Radio.
Pandemic.
Dead World Radio.
Yo, what's up, everybody? You're tuning in to Dead World Radio, and we are broadcasting live on this Thursday night. It's April 17th, 2025. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in out there. If you're new, we're live on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight. You can tune in for the pre-show. We kick it off around 9 o'clock. We just pop on some instrumentals. Tonight we had some Killer Kane, the Spellcaster record on. Played that front to back. And then right now, I got the Mr. Abstract Butterfingers Invictus tape in. And actually, that's why there was some dead some dead air for a second there. The tape ended right as I was about to start talking. I was like, oh, man. But yeah, that's what we got going on for the first hour. So if you dig instrumental music, if you want to come hang out, check that out before the show. That's what we got going on. If you ever miss any episodes, we got a huge archive. You can find all the episodes, all the replays in the archive section at deadworldradio.com. Thousands of years worth of Dead World Radio over there. If you want to go dig through that, a lot of great music. If you're a Discord user, you could hop into ours. You find the invite link in the About section at deadworldradio.com. Hop in, say hello. And then we're going to have the phones open during the first break and every break after that. That number is 717-945-0976. One more time, it's 717-945-0976. And I think that's it. We got a bunch of new music on deck tonight. I'm excited to get to it. Got a small correction from Tuesday's show. If you tuned in on Tuesday, we were talking about that 4chan hack, the infamous website 4chan. It got hacked. It's been taken down. I still think it's down. I know they got a landing page, but I don't think anything's working. They had a hack. We were covering it. It was basically, you know, had just happened. There's a little bit more information out. But a little bit of a correction, and I'm not even sure if this is entirely a correction just because nobody really knows exactly what it is that's real, what it's fake, what, you know what I mean, what's fake. But apparently the list of emails that got leaked, there are no .gov email addresses. There's EDU email addresses. But many, many people are reporting that there are no .gov. So that doesn't mean that the feds weren't embedded deeply into the moderation, into what was going on over there at 4chan. But at least they didn't use their government emails. And again, this could be some misinformation. There's a lot of misinformation surrounding this thing. I'm just going on what's been reported by most people that I trust. And yeah, they're all coming around to the fact that there's no government email. So, but I got a couple more little clips I want to play about this situation tonight. I think this is actually kind of big. This is one of the most hated spots on the internet. It's been around forever. Comes to like hacker communities and all that, kind of all spawned down there on 4chan back in the day. We're talking about Anonymous. Even like the dead internet theory originated over there on 4chan. know, longtime listeners of the show know I'm kind of a firm believer in the dead internet, in internet theory at this point. But yeah, I'll run these clips throughout the show. Like I said, though, we got a bunch of new music on deck tonight. And actually, though, we're going to kick it off. It's Redman's birthday today. I guess he just turned 55. So happy birthday to the legend Redman. He's one of my favorites. I got a track brought up. It's an older one. This is from There Is a Dark Side. It's called The Journey. But I figure we'll kick it off in celebration of the great Redman. That new Muddy Waters 2 is pretty dope, to be honest with you. I know a lot of people were kind of, you know, skeptical of it before it came out. But it came out, got a lot of love. I liked it a lot. Yeah, so he's still out there doing his thing. And I think it's dope, too. He's like a skydiving instructor now. Imagine you go, you know what I mean, you want to do some skydiving. It's Redman in there. That's pretty dope. And he's a super high-energy guy. So I feel like he's like the perfect type of dude you want if you're going to be out there skydiving. So yeah, shout out to the great Redman. He's a legend. I got to see him perform a handful of times. Always crazy. Yeah, I got a track called The Journey brought up. This is, again, off of There Is a Dark Side, the Weirdo album. So this is one of my favorites. We're going to run this. I hope you stick around because you're listening to Dead World Radio, and we're going to be rocking for the next 2 hours here.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Global Plandemic.
Plandemic.
Come with us. Come take the elevator shaft 6 billion feet beneath, where the death squad dwells, where your dreams and imaginations is only loose change in a motherfucker's pockets. This is Dr. Travis coming to you live from WFDS. We're from the Dark Side Radio. Niggas, better get your flashlights because it's pitch black.
Save the world if they're inside. How? You
gotta use your brain and your pair of eyes. I had dreams of being a superstar like RuPaul. Even when I was down bad, writing on my boost phone. Your baby mama house, I'm the man, yeah. Mama, auntie, the kids. When a nigga pull up his fanfare, longest winter, turn into cruel summer. Jealous Jack boys, tired of seeing that new Hummer. Been around, they still treat me like a newcomer. I fucked her once, now all I get is news from her. This purple haze, hitting like a bad toddler. Niggas couldn't lace my boots, I put that on my last dollar. Bad boyfriend, but not a bad father. These bras wrap you up like a swaddler. Told shorty this is energy you can't find. Let me lotion your tan line, then put my fingers in your mouth like Mankind. Milk titty, she got hang time.
Like Jordan from the same line. We leave these songs filled cause our hearts is so empty. I lost the love when they gained more envy. Me and Julio on the track is so deadly. We going 4 for 4, nigga, no Wendy's. I'm so ready. This mic stay by my hand, it goes steady. Jazzy pissed cause it's no Henny. But weed, he got more plenty. That dirty green like an old penny. Y'all talk drug shit like it's so heavy. But barely been around one bird like Joe Terry. Nigga, it's so very obvious that you capping. What the fuck done happened? Yo, my niggas do this music for real. Not on no play shit. They on tour running they mouths like Stephen A. Smith. Your homies lost the honor. I be proud of my homies. Your homies plotting on ya. Julio done brought the hoes in. Now they got to hoein'. I just let him Roman reign cause we brought some mowin'. Thick bitches, slim bitches, fit bitches. Looking like Jada Parker and Liv Morgan. I heard your latest tape, nigga. It's still boring. Niggas signing fake checks and be mad at us. Y'all getting fucked, no safe sex, nigga. Just wrap it up. We leave these songs filled cause our hearts are so empty. I lost the love when they gained more envy. Me and Julio on the track is so deadly. We going 4 for 4, nigga, no Wendy's. Me and Julio on the track is so deadly. We going 4 for 4, nigga, no Wendy's.
Dead World Radio.
Hear me on shit, I'm coming back, and that's it. That top 10 list. I don't even know what that is, but you know. Ask any one of them on that 10 about me. And they'll tell you. I'm coming back. It's coming.
Track it, deliver like same day, up in the pay rate, spend a lot of time with a cake lay, and blaze haze, keep my head in the crates, pen on the paper, making sure the steak on the plate, bitch I got a lot to say, but I let my wrist be bling, it ain't a thing when you prime in the ring, all divine planning, check the clock if I'm lying, I'm father time, now watch me hit the future and shine, they clueless, I'm built like an 80-sided Rubik's, hard to figure out, eyes peeking through the tinted coupe, it's hootie who, if the boys hit the whoop whoop, cause my homie got a tool type to fix up a roof. Pick and choose, I hit the game with some different rules. Flip a dude and flex game on these noobs. Hands get refused, no dabs for the crew. Laughing at them a hobby, cause they ass in the booth. Bang the system, recline the seat, supply the heat. After smoking 20 dimes is the beat repeat. You cheap, brittle and fragile, I stay agile. Need a castle, a butler filling glasses. Trying to roll without a paddle in the sea. Vicious breed spinach, yeah, I planted seeds. Now I see riches, cats is fictitious. Lord willing, I stay grinding like clips. Did kid, get out my kitchen. I cook the wisdom, sprinkle in experience. Mix it with the chicken, man, cats can't be serious. Tear the fabric, right after I throw the hatchet at your jacket. I muttered this the last of these bastards. The fact is, I carved this verse on the casket of any hater trying to match what I mastered. They lack wit, it's real life, they hypothetical. My rap's it, selfish smoke, I don't pass shit. Fuck outta here.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Exclusively on IPFS.
Yeah,
times it's changing, bitch, I hear it in the wind. I can taste it in the water, feel it on my skin. Ain't no way that y'all can hide and we can see you play pretend. Your music don't connect and clearly y'all ain't made no friends.
See,
I'm like the mind of Caesar holding Plato's pen. So please don't say no shit to me, you never say to him. Shit, I burned bridges for less and never made amends. Snakes and rats is almost always made of beta men. I don't need to meditate to reach a state of zen. My purpose is to master my mind and not the latest trend. I got integrity, I said it once, I'll say again. I'm loyal to my bones and all my soul, never betrayed a friend. Chasing dragons in my Mercury, the main event. Used to stash the bags of dog food in my Sable's vent. If ducking cops would get a rating, I would grade attention. I was doing felonies for years and never laid in pen. Check it. The world is growing dark, my patience paper thin. Tragedy will swallow you whole like a leviathan. Y'all sheep defending billionaires and do it smiling. Shit pressing on my nerves just like the strings upon a violin. Listen, the road to pieces, paper broken bones. You play with mine, my fucker fine, but you ain't going home. When tyrants rise, it's only right to overthrow the throne. Like Pop Smoke said, take your voice down to a lower tone. So I'm walking with the people screaming, eat the rich. We pick our teeth with they bones and we ain't leaving shit. Life is like a movie, dog, and clearly y'all ain't read the script. Be safe and never self-incriminate, just plead the fifth.
Keep your mouth shut.
I'm feeling rowdy, dog, I'm not compliant. These cops is lying, always shooting, saying stop the violence. A kid lay dead in his home, he never got defiant. The hand of justice always broke, of course we not reliant. Yo, I got diamonds in my mouth and I ain't talking teeth. I'm dropping jewels and gems whenever numbs gon' drop a beat. My ink, it spills on the sheet, it's like a caustic leak. Y'all tend to talk a lot, but honestly don't often speak. These rappers rise and when they fall, I call them Owen Hart. I got the skill like Phil Taylor, that's how I'm throwing darts. Mess with mine, step out of line and you'll be blown apart. And if we go to war, make sure you call me Mr. Bonaparte.
Salute.
This is Numb's music, we go dumb to it. We see your albums drop, but we just thumb through it. I like to shit by mistake, I had to undo it. Rap is just a game that you learn, and you a dumb student. Y'all ain't hip-hop, I see him flip-flop. To see I'm trash of rappers, this is where the shit stops. Might look like me, but he just did it for the TikToks. Comparing me to them just means you smoking big rocks.
Dead World Radio.
If you sampling a soul record, get that bullshit out of here. No one's trying to hear that. I hate soul, anything, boom bap. Yeah. Get that unk shit out of here, bro. I don't like any of that music.
Thought provoking ish. A devil's God complex. What wasn't a devil once an angel? Angel in disguise. I think that pretty much sums it up. But I'll explain it in further details. Look, they see the devil in the details. Under the morning star, the light bringer revealed. Angel in disguise, a pitchfork during meals. Only make utensil, the ignorance is mental. Clip your wings or you Icarus. The flyest pious get jettisoned after Jeffersons. No Florence there to clean the messes then. I saw God bodies with Satan's gate. I don't muppet the puppets, don't miss pickies. Casting pearls before swine to lead them to the pearly gates. Manipulation of the speech, out them out the babes. Selling sinners saved, and the conscience is hell's flames. While Hebrew Gehenna heat a pot calling a kettle, let the heat settle, steeping in self-esteem. He who plants the trees gets to see the leaves of the fruit it breeds. And you reap what you sow, and pass it on to your seeds. You're what your harvest means. All saints were once sinners. Sinners with one saints. So how we sanctify the sin, the same face in the same place, same mind state. Even the devil had a God complex. Duality, dual conscience.
within yourself. There's no healthy beef. I guess you are what you eat. I see the halo. Now you're kinda wear a halo. You feeding bull to heifers, then do reciprocal with little effort. Blood on the lips from the nectar of wine. As you feast with the serpent, not a serpent divine. I call it Jake the Snake. That uniform was never fly. Catch a DDT and not insecticide. How they kill you, say you bugging, playing hoverfly. I see my shadows got a darker side. A ghost couldn't hide when the cops arrived. Preaching hell in a sermon, call a sermon on the mount. No dollars in the collection plate. You can count the amount. Dodging domes, I'm efficient with the dough. Who playing God on the throne? But the demon's still within, faith in the form. But the form is a fraud. Can't trust perfection cause it's still flawed. All saints was once sinners. All sinners turned to saints. How we sanctify the sin, the same face in the same place. The same mind state. Even the devil had a God complex with the duality, dual conscious. Hear me out, yo. Walking for blocks, but I'm short of the third street. The corner of St. Row, can't take a seat. They reminisce over you as if you're Troy, if not for Troy. Build a rap rapport, but not rap rapport. I'm 845, but I took a bite of Apple's core. I know this ploy with only trouble T-Roy. So I'm annoyed when they callin' so unk-shit. Press them about it, they actin' unctuous. Can't beat them charges like Rocky. You married to the makeup, covered in 50 probably. Our credo Apollo, but we thinkin' Rocky. I would hate so too if I ain't have one. I'm melanin. You know we got a pack, son. Can't get these wares that pack, son. Only vacation in places that pack, son. A part red man. So you know, it's time for some action. Safe for the place where the halos and horns clash. All saints was once sinners. All sinners turned to saints. How we sanctify the sin, the same face in the same place. The same mind state. Even the devil had a God complex. With the duality, dual consciousness.
The last track was The Devil's God Complex, Thought Provoker, with Jay Furman on the beat. That's off the beautiful Sorrow EP they dropped maybe like a month ago, 2 months ago. You can find it over there at Thought Provoker's Bandcamp. It's on all streaming platforms, but they just dropped a video today over there on YouTube for that track. Go check that out. It's on Thought Provoker's YouTube channel, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. The link's floating around. I got it over there on my Twitter. I'm going to have to get that up on the website. But yeah, crazy dope project, dope video. Go check that out. Before that, we had some Evans Christ. He dropped Caviar with Numbs. He's got CDs, all that stuff. We were playing Plato's Pen off of that project. You can find that over there at evanschrist.bandcamp.com. He's another YouTube guy. So if you want to go check out the videos he's got going on over there, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Follow him on YouTube. We had a new one from Brain Orchestra. Track called Tinted Coop. He just dropped a live version of this. It's floating around over there on Twitter. Crazy dope. That song is off of Ethergram's 4-track EP he dropped. Another one that dropped, what, 2-3 weeks ago, something like that? Within the last month. This project's dope. Make sure you're following him on Bandcamp, or you can subscribe to his newsletter, brainorchestra.net. Before that, we had a new one from 2 Jeeves, Heartbreak Julio, Jazzy Lyman on the production, a track called 4 for 4. We just dropped that like 2 days ago. That track is fire. Shout out to all those guys. You can find it on all streaming platforms. And then we kicked the whole show off tonight with some Redman, a track called The Journey. And that's in celebration of Redman's 55th birthday today. That's crazy. And he's still out there killing it. Like I was saying at the intro, Muddy Waters 2, super solid record. I'm glad to see a lot of people were digging that. I feel like a lot of people were surprised, which I kind of knew it was going to be dope. Because he was talking about dropping that for years and just never quite did it. He did the Mudface record. I'm trying to think of the records that came out between him first mentioning Muddy Waters 2 and then Muddy Waters 2 actually coming out. I think there was like two or three of them. But I think he was kicking around different sounds, like really trying to settle into what he was going to be doing, like currently, you know what I mean, in the now. I think he finally hammered it out. And you saw him kind of working through that process with all those little releases in between. But yeah, I don't know. That record was crazy. So if you haven't checked that out, that's over there. All streaming platforms, of course. You got that video, La La La. You know we smoked that La 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 with Redman. And Premier did a remix of that, which I thought actually was kind of weak, to be honest. But shout out to the great DJ Premier. I think the original joint kind of just made more sense to me, though. Yo, we got the phone lines open, 717-945-0976. On Tuesday, we were talking about the 4chan hack. And like I said, some corrections to make. Apparently, none of the emails that have been released so far by the people who were behind this hack are .gov. There's .edu. But from what I'm seeing, and again, a lot of this is kind of hearsay, a lot of misinformation is floating around surrounding this hack, which makes sense. It's 4chan. You know, all the trolls are coming out, bubbling up to the surface here to spread some misinformation. But a lot of reliable sources that I'm looking to have all been sort of saying the same thing, that as far as they can see, there are no .gov email addresses. Because I was mentioning that on Tuesday that there were. Like I said, it just happened during Tuesday's show. Some time has gone on. There's some more better information out. I got a few little clips I'm going to be running now to break down the situation even further into detail. I got one right here. Let me cue it up.
Who is this
4chan
person
it,
or website?
He may, and I'm sure we're gonna be able to get some more confirmation on this as the hours and minutes go on. He may have been just a system administrator who knew his way around and how to hack things.
That right there is an internet classic. The hacker known as 4chan. But far beyond the memes or the absurdity of a national news outlet like CNN thinking that the internet message board is somehow an individual person, 4chan is actually a sort of digital community with very real societal impact. Initially formed in 2003, 4chan has been the hub for a significant number of high-profile events. Using a metaphor here, as a result of its anonymity in particular, 4chan is kind of like bedrock internet foundation, if you will. Things that happen here often proliferate to other websites or have broader impact on separate platforms, with a few examples being the hacktivist collective Anonymous, which was initially formed and fostered on 4chan, the notorious meme Pepe the Frog, which may not have been first created on 4chan, but certainly became a sort of mascot for the website, as well as everything from pop culture events like Gamergate, the famous boogeyman, all the way to celebrity explicit photo dumps, which make national news, which either occurred on, were fostered by, or gained momentum because of 4chan. Depending on who you ask, 4chan is anything from a simple troll pit to a cyber hellscape that should be immediately shut down by the government. But despite individual opinions, the website has persisted for over two decades with a dedicated and substantial user base. Except that may have just permanently changed, because 4chan, resulting from a colossal breach of the website's infrastructure, is currently offline, and the level of severity here is such that when the site returns, it will have a long, very slow, and likely extremely costly road ahead of it. That is, if it ever wants to function in the same way ever again. So what happened? Well, it's a little bit complicated, but I'll do my best to explain the basic history. If anyone has deeper knowledge of this, by the way, feel free to chime in down below in the comment section. I'm certainly not an expert on deep 4chan lore, but for the most part, it's fairly easy to summarize, I think. Over the years, 4chan has created various different splinter communities, I'll call them. For one reason or another, various groups will split off, form rival message boards, or find separate areas to congregate and discuss things amongst themselves. And one of those groups was called Soyjack Party. It's actually the remnants of a different board, which was permanently locked on 4chan after raiding another community and just being overall disruptive on the site. Apparently, someone in this rival community, Soyjack Party, gained access to 4chan's back-end infrastructure because it turned out the website ran on completely antiquated software. 4chan had not received updates, especially to its security, since something like 2016, almost a decade ago. And because you can upload PDF files to certain message boards on the website, while the site does not check if those are, in fact, legitimate PDF files, the hacker was able to upload a PostScript file, which contained commands, and then with a variety of additional exploits, it's a little bit more complicated than I want to go into right now, permissions could be escalated, thus granting full access to the website files. As far as the story goes, the hacker was able to gain access and then chose to lay dormant for over a year before finally pulling the trigger in something that they called Operation Soy Clips. But when they did, the results were catastrophic. The entire source code of 4chan has allegedly been leaked to the public. But far more damaging than that, all of the website moderators, administrators, and janitors, Jannies, which is the lower level moderation team who is unpaid, had their usernames and email addresses as well as their IP addresses leaked, which led to a doxing campaign by Soyjack Party, which is currently, as of the scripting of this video at least, affecting pretty much the entire 4chan leadership core. Among the leaked files were private staff discussions, confidential reasons for various bans, as well as moderation tools, but the real damage is that the website cannot easily fix this problem. The entire infrastructure is built on deprecated material, and with the core leadership now subjected to whatever harassment, doxing, and trolling that the wider community decides to throw at them, which is far from negligible, by the way. 4chan moderation staff are not the most popular people, even inside their own community. Efforts to stabilize are likely significantly hindered right now. Here's where it gets funny. Often viewed as a prolific source of disinformation and, more specifically, trolling, as a result of the fact that anyone can post whatever they want without the need to ever make an account on the website, even during its demise, 4chan is the source of widespread deception. Here's an example. This is a post on Twitter, which has 3.4 million views so far, and it's far from the only one, there's many more just like it, which claims that inside the leaked material is a complete accounting of the geographic location for all 4chan posts. The claim is that most of the material or content originates in Israel, and considering the fact that IP addresses were also part of the breach, having a list break down all of it by region could be plausible. Here's the thing though, this is a fake image from an entirely separate website, which is not only outdated, it's also doctored. The stats being shown come from a site called 4plebs, not 4chan, and Israel isn't even close to the top of the chart in terms of how many posts originate there. All over.
So yeah, that's the first half of this video. And like he was even mentioning right there, the amount of disinformation, misinformation, troll information, whatever you want to call it, surrounding this hack and a lot of the details of the hack, I mean, it is pretty out of control. But that's, you know, it makes sense. That's what you could expect when something like 4chan goes down. And he mentions it, and everybody has been mentioning these different chat logs with the moderators. I haven't really seen any floating around. I haven't heard anybody mention anything that might have been, you know, being discussed in those chat logs. I'm very curious to see what those guys were talking about. It might be, you know, a lot of day-to-day stuff with whatever they had going on with the website. But, you know, the whole QAnon thing, I really want to know about that. And if they ever mentioned any of it. But again, I don't know what to believe. When I see it, you know, kind of getting shared around on Twitter, I don't necessarily know if it's legit, if it isn't legit. And like this guy was just giving that example of, you know, where all the content's originating from. Somebody's posting fake images saying it's Israel. I actually saw that floating around. So yeah, you don't really know what to what to really believe. Because I even saw too, you know, that there's definitely the email list out there. That's something that everybody that's been, you know, covering this thing and who I, you know what I mean, value their opinion on it. They've all been saying that, you know, there's doxing going on. But then I'm seeing people that are claiming to have, you know, been behind the hack saying that they're not doxing anybody and that they never actually published anyone's email addresses, any of the moderators, anything, any kind of private information. They said that they were just trying to take down the site. So I don't know. Again, this is all internet sleuthing. No, I don't think there's going to be very many mainstream coverage, you know, news media, all that kind of stuff covering this. And if they are, it's probably going to be very surface level. So I don't know. I'm just very interested in this. 4chan is an infamous, legendary website, you know what I mean, for better or for worse. It's been around a long time. It's caused a lot of people a lot of problems. There's a lot of filthy, terrible things that happen down there. But it is a huge part of the internet. He was even saying how it's like the bedrock of the internet. Things that begin on 4chan end up sweeping the rest of the internet in time. So like being on 4chan is almost like being on the internet 2 years later. It is. It's weird. And I mentioned the dead internet theory that originated over there on 4chan. And I'm a huge believer in it. So I don't know. If you got any thoughts, 717-945-0976. We're going to get back some music in the meantime. General Backpain has a new track out. This track is crazy. It's called Stand and Deliver. So I'm going to cue this up. And yeah, we're going to run this. Stick around. You're listening to Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
First, there was the collapse of civilization.
All hip-hop.
The day of reckoning, your last will and testament. Text message and emergency services still testing pings.
No action.
We celebrate, giving thanks, having parades at Macy's while we invade lands, bomb hospitals, and kill babies.
Exclusively on APFS.
Probably both your new tooths are shatter. I'll scrape a plate that's bigger than a poo-poo platter. You can't do the knowledge using cuckoo data. The Subu Savage making these dudes eat a doo-doo sandwich. Subdue you with non-voodoo tactics, sipping super yoo-hoo, making these kids start acting stupid spastic. The ruthless bastard, Nike vapors keep you losing static. Couple views by a couple clues, but the news is tragic. Sutton moves in the tube, now your jewels is packaged. It will behoove you to cool the captain. $2 flu Impala, cruise with the captain. Hey yo, cruise with the captain. My bae hold the tray, but now she losing compassion. Stand and deliver, ran through the river. Swam downtown, procured the plans for my villa. Yeah, said I stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver, said I stand and deliver. I ran through the river, swam downtown, but kept the plans for my villa. Yeah, stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver.
Hey yo, I reign with indifference, hang in the trenches, came with the cane and let the game in the pivot. Buck fifth, duck sick, brains in the civic, better duck quick, brains will leave a stain on your britches, listen to me. The face was failed, but the frames exquisite. She sauntered to her space and it was framed in liquor. She got to lick it, it was like I was taming a lizard. I'm out the mission, felt like I was having conniptions. Stand with conviction, van full of chickens. I'm Pan Am, but keep both my hands grabbing the pimping. I rolled half a bag up in the swisher, got burnt, and left half a gram back in the kitchen. Listen, learn your lessons before you lose your morals, and get a hole up in your head big enough to snorkel. If you're scared, go get a vest to protect your torso. Better learn how to swim, cause these fins is dorsal. Stand and deliver, ran through the river, swam downtown, procured the plans for my villa. Yeah. I stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver.
Said I stand and deliver. I stand and deliver. Ran through the river. Swam downtown, procured the plans for my villa. I said I stand and deliver.
I stand and deliver.
And you take notes as I stand and deliver. And deliver.
Dead World Radio,
exclusively on APFS.
167 acres of ruin, 167 acres of shame. The island the city calls welfare.
Niggas was stealing from Jamaica Ave. Make 38s quake and take a cab. We got cake to grab. You know the reputation of Q-Borough. Niggas cashing out, also known for crashing out like Errol Spence. Very tense and senseless. My state entrenched in the trenches. Bloodbaths, drenched benches. Queens quiet till you try as bias to chase some friars. My flow is so slow cooked, these niggas here air frying. Queen just got a different feeling. Your bitch find me appealing. Visions of me peeling in the whip with stars on the ceiling. I fit in on Fifth Avenue in the chicken spot. Gotta move strict when shit get hot. That's how they raised us, with Fat Cat put flavor in the street. The savior, I'm a slave to the beat. Empty the clip and hand a neighbor the heat. Build your own table to make sure you able to eat. Crazy how I'm able to speak. And Queens, either be the best or don't bother. I try to keep the patience of stone carvers and speak to the spirit of my father, who ran out of borrowed time. On the block, it's horror and dimes. And oh yeah, tough love. Cut drugs with poison for a couple extra thousand. Somebody uncles and aunts OD in the housing. They get money at all costs. My body of work is all corpse. Court system trying to take you off course. Of course, they watch you go from poor to a Porsche. But you from Queens, so you in God's favor. I never ran from hard labor. Keep it clean like Rod Labors. Hit the stage in this 80s Lakers. Acres in Jamaica and paper, and you don't even tip your waiter. Acres in Jamaica and paper, and you don't even tip your waiter. I feel a mental chain break every time I wake up. Nightmares on 21st, shaking the cup. I'm never satisfied, I know when I get that million, I'ma have a feeling I ain't making enough. Know it all.
Gorgeous, scorching, mouthpiece sharp as a swordfish. I ignore shit based on importance. Of course the money rank high like Forbes list. Slowly but surely winning like the tortoise. We don't move alike, move a side rook. I'm known to make a splash, young superfly snook. 5-star level food when I cook. By my business, but I don't rock the suit and tie look. I don't usually write hooks cause the jab nice. I like shorty pick on a gram and then I tap twice, fat guy. But I make her laugh, maybe that's why. Had to ask if she was trying to get the strokes last night. She said, oh baby, I can't no more. I know this for sure. I'm walking out the door.
Dead World Radio,
exclusively on APFS.
We gotta know who are you actually? Who are you?
What's your name?
Okay, I understand. Hey, Sinister! Sinister, come on in here.
Is he Big Daddy?
Hey, I think we need a little interpretation. What is it?
I'll give you interpretation. But that's what they do. He gives them one of these, and he gives them one of those. And you know who he gives it to? He gives it to Bruiser.
Yeah. I pull up in the mask, I wore on Hip Hop Gems TV. First tape, I made it look easy, did these niggas greasy. Been on my grizzly, it might take a whole zoo to kill me. Lie, cheat, and steal, Eddie taught me how to do them filthy. Y'all seen the outcome, drop the mixtape better than niggas' albums. We just increasing the volume, the name holds value. Got a bridge in Brooklyn I can sell you. Hip hop was the trap door I fell through. Don't end up at Bellevue. My knee your heart drumless like Wolverine produced the shit. Niggas older than me still my jits. Got freestyles as hits. You got some shit on your lip that niggas nowadays don't get. I'm the landlord that raised the rent and I came to collect. Heard your shit and we hit eject. I only like bitches and they obsessed. My big boot a work of art like my nigga Tess. Listen, no contest. I'm the type to shoot with no context. My style Loch Ness. I'm 96 Prodigy with a God complex. Suplex, duplex, group sex, Ludes press. I'm in the Lex, listening to dead press. The name action figure, now who get this? My pen like a switch on two twin Berettas. Me and my mask like Bronson in the corduroy Jets hat. Ackler always in attack mode. You niggas got no impact. Maybe your shit's whack. Y'all should stick to selling coke and crack. That's probably the only thing y'all niggas better than me at. Yo, first tape, I ain't talk no shit.
Snow cap, cold as the dead of winter in Winnipeg. Send the blessings, let y'all cap on how you sent the lead. All truth in the booth, you ain't gotta get the feds. They got the phones tapped, horse's mouth, I call it Mr. Red. I clicked a big, went to writing and it bled. Told the gory horror story of the time the divine fled. The minds of the righteous all became the walking dead. Lived in a trap, hell, fed on each other's dread. They wore the greed on their sleeves like a fashion show and let the hate bake in their hearts like a casserole. The few that went against the grain were tortured and slain, sacrificed, burned at the stake and maimed. This is non-fiction, an accurate depiction of the bizarre world we live in where cash is an addiction. Profit and loss dictate every decision. God-given intuition shows it's bogus if you listen.
Act like this some kind of fashion show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Obsession with brand names, the more the names branded on the candidates acting as the designers' canvases. Can it be so simple? Sadly, the answer is no. When the world stage is platforming the world fashion show, wearing black hearts on the sleeves to the theme on the catwalk, cut from a cloth of jeans where impulse is easy to act off, and boots made for walking in the belief that your heels will keep you 6 inches or more above hell or release the asphalt to be seen as more than a normal mortal before you or after. Where only luxury without liability can adorn your chapters, ignoring all the most important factors that support your status with a storm of laughter. Painting logos on chosen celebrities deeper than promo. Belief that you see them in photos and see them as goals is what they need to keep the show going. On the go to go to runway of excess and indulgence for souls too easily sold.
Act like this some kind of fashion show, man. You know what I'm saying?
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Exclusively on IPFS.
Mm-hmm.
Shorty hubby can't go, I just slept out the door. Ace, you came home late, the cold shoulders like no face. Go to grade. I could chop old seven ways. Only dad Jones kept the pace. Looked a little red in the face, just palm race. Outside, overtime, pay the guy vagrant. About time, if the mind working, then I'm pacing. Fuck, bitch, don't make me break the glass door. I'm finna pop bacon. Mama fat booty said she only do it for yours truly. Short lady robes, taking notes with no schooling. Bumping those and D's. When I'm drunk, think I'm Paulo the Don. SIC mad runs. It's the dad, get you bastardized. Drama song. Jumping on the gas, make magic with the squad light, mash. Moving with some products in the empty out your cash stash. You cannabis, had them thinking doofy was rash cash. Soldier man songs, I'm just turning my swag on. Pull a black blonde, watch a shorty get fash on. She said posing butt naked. She said it wasn't sexy, was an exhibit. Reply like, I get it. Niggas try hacking with codes and got beheaded. Niggas lose hoes and rope snakes like Severus.
This a nasty edit with no cut. Dirty bastard basking in a bad day. We got the game overdosed and sewn shut. Little pops barking in marked territory. Water shark infested. You best believe we the people. Hometown coming for glory. Another story for bad days. Metaphor for life. I might have been the one that got away. Now I stay blasting sun rays. Everlasting clouds. I'm pulling my hair out on the one train. Playing games amazing. How it doesn't fade out of phase. Me to sustain. Stepping out the cipher. I hold the trophy covered in bloodstains. Don't roll me in with car guys. Nobody give a fuck when you're revving your Mustang. Levels to this and any opportunity. I would duck fame. Rapping, sucking, rapping. I'm happy. That's not something I have to obtain. What a shame you said same and I skydive out the plane. Never felt more alive down inside to save my city like I'm Bruce Wayne. New York's not rock, cause you're getting pocket check, the boost change.
Very discreet. Look, if he blabs, you've got my permission to shoot me and empty my savings account. Meanwhile, your life's not worth the blood nickel unless you start getting those slugs out of you.
My fee's 100 grand up front. Up front.
The last track was Soldier Man. It's Doof with Il Sugi on the production. It's featuring Fick. That's off of the Doof Togo record. You can find over there on Bandcamp. That's S-A-F, doofus.bandcamp.com. Go check this project out. It's crazy. Before that, we had, I guess, a Dead World Radio exclusive, Cap Jones, Survival and Negativity, a track called Fashion Show. I forgot about that track. That track is insane. I was listening to that the other day.
It's Mad Ill.
He's going to have to keep an eye out. We might have something dropping in the not-too-distant future. Before that, we had some new action figure, a track called Raw Is Act Low. That's off of the Dark Side of the Ring 2 mixtape. That just dropped yesterday over there at Pack of the Plugs Bandcamp. And tomorrow, over there at thiscitycom.bandcamp.com, they're going to be dropping the CDs, the tapes, all that stuff. I'm not sure when that's going to go live. Just keep an eye out. They'll be up over there, thiscitycom.bandcamp.com. Again, it's Action Figure, Dark Side of the Ring 2, the mixtape. I saw him post on Twitter. He's already got plans to do a Dark Side of the Ring 3. So he's on a crazy run. I love that he's dropping mixtapes. I love that he's using Pack of the Plug as a platform to drop mixtapes. I think that's crazy ill. Shout out to Action Figure. Before that, we had some Q-No rap name with Nancy Arrow. That's a track off of Living Room. I don't have the title for it. I just got 9 minutes written down because that's basically when the track comes on. That track is nuts. Like I was saying last time, when Now Fierro starts singing, I lose my mind. That's so ill. Oh, baby, don't be so bad. That's crazy. Shout out to those guys. If you haven't checked out Living Room yet, I don't know what you're doing. You can find it over there. QNoRapName.bandcamp.com. Beats.com. Before that, we had a new one from Know It All, Bop Phrases, Pray for Queens. They just dropped a video for that. That, of course, is off of the Welfare Island record. That's out all streaming platforms. Maybe you could hit Know It All for a CD. I'm not exactly sure how you get them. But yeah, go check that project out. One of my favorites so far this year. We kicked that whole section off with some General Back Pain, Swab on the production. A track called Stand and Deliver. That's off of the Crystal Castle. They just dropped over there on Bandcamp. That's Swab, SWAB.bandcamp.com. Go check that out. Man, we got the phones open at 717-945-0976. We're almost at the top of the second hour here at Dead World Radio. I want to thank anybody that's tuned in out there. We're live on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight. Tune in for the pre-show. We rock some instrumentals for the first hour. All the replays are up in the archive section at deadworldradio.com. Hop in the Discord. Invite link is in the About section at deadworldradio.com. And I think that's it. Yeah. One more time, the phone number is 717-945-0976. Yeah, yeah. I got a half of that first clip left to play. Going over the whole 4chan thing. Everything that's basically known to be sure right now. So yeah, I'll cue this up, make sure the levels are all good. We'll finish this little clip here.
OH email addresses and .gov, government emails, tied to administrative EU as in unified as fact by a very large number of people right now, is that among the email addresses leaked by the hacker, there are .edu as in university or college email addresses and .gov, government emails, tied to administrators and moderators. Yeah. If you go actually find the list, it's out there, but I'm obviously not going to show it right now. It's about 200 private email addresses and usernames. There are three, count them, three .edu addresses and zero, literally zero .gov emails. The claim that the feds ran 4chan, and we know because they use their official government email addresses, is yet another lie. Of course, that's not to say that some of these people weren't law enforcement or infiltrators for various different clandestine agencies, but if they were, they certainly didn't use their FBI.gov email address for the sign-up page, people, because that would be a ridiculous thing for someone like that to do. Like, patently absurd, if you really think about it.
Actually, and I'm just going to pause it right there. It would be absurd. It would be really stupid. But I never rule anything out. And again, you know, stranger things have happened. These guys, you know, they're not that bright. Things, people slip up. You know what I mean? It would be crazy. But also, I wouldn't be surprised had they used their government emails. I don't think that's really, you know, too far of a stretch to imagine. But I'm going to, you know, I'll finish the clip.
Regardless, the downfall of 4chan is going just about how anyone reasonable would expect it to go. Plenty of legacy media outlets have already covered this, but something I found to be particularly funny came from Reuters. Quote, messages sent to 4chan's press email went unreturned. One of the two dozen or so alleged moderators purportedly exposed in the hack wrote back using their 4chan email address to say that the site had released a video statement. The user then pointed Reuters to an unrelated, explicit 4-minute video montage. A request for further information was followed by a link to a different video with similar content. End quote. I have to laugh at that, okay? Because it just so perfectly encapsulates the soul of that community. I'm an official Reuters journalist. Let me reach out to the official press email for the Pepe 4chan trolls. Oops, they didn't say anything. Well, how about this moderator? Oh my! That's porn. Sir, I think you sent me the wrong video. Oh my, that's more porn. Let me write about this for my article in Reuters. Dude, it's just so ridiculous when you actually sit there and think about it happening. Like, the guy, the journalist, doing the thing that he said. Like, it's just so absurd. It's really interesting to me because I didn't know about Soyjack Party before all of this. I don't really keep tabs on that part of the internet, I guess. But for a lot of people, 4chan is like the big bad internet boogeyman. That's actually not the case at all. The moderation staff on 4chan made efforts to implement rules and absolutely suspended people or handed out permabans. But Soyjack Party is not like that. As far as I can tell, anything goes. So it's not exactly surprising that when you create splinter communities, because the members of those communities are too, what, dangerous, unfiltered, rude? I don't know. They're too toxic for the main hub of 4chan. When you create splinter communities like that, it feels like just a matter of time before you end up losing if they decide to come after you. Just to clarify, I titled the video The Downfall of 4chan, but I do think the website is coming back online. It's obviously coming back in some capacity, at least. But they honestly can't keep doing what they were doing. For years and years and years, they just kicked the can down the road, allowing security and basic functions to essentially just fall apart, which ultimately allowed a hacker to not just gain access, but sit there inside their system for over a year. When the website comes back, it necessarily has to make a number of changes, or one, this stuff will just happen again, and two, people will no longer trust it, which may be a barrier for them to overcome regardless, that they may have difficulty with. Obviously, I think almost anyone using a platform like that will create a burner email address before they do, and use a VPN, like the special VPN deal I have for you down below in the description. But even then, a security breach like this takes time, costs money, and puts everyone involved on edge. Certainly a lot of people out there are celebrating all this, and it definitely makes for a good video, obviously. But the framing that I've seen from certain articles and online discussions is a little bit naive, I think. People want to participate in an ecosystem like 4chan. Like, there's a lot of them. A lot of people want to do that. And the people who do actively seek that out aren't just going to wake up the next morning after it gets hacked and say, "Oh, geez, guess I'll not do that anymore." No. They'll go to war. 4chan has notoriously battled against various other groups and communities at certain points in the past, and the result of this hack will certainly be a different community than before to some degree, in some ways, but it won't be gone. Even if the website never came back online, the people don't stop existing. They just migrate. Over time, they would find a new platform or make a new platform, and it would once again populate itself with familiar usernames and similar behavior. It could be an established platform like Twitter, which I think is possibly the most likely if that were to happen, or it could be something else, but this idea that the forces of righteously moral victory have somehow found themselves a win from all of this is a little bit ridiculous in my view. Like, you didn't win. Something bad happened to people that you don't like, in a sense, but it's temporary. They can perceive it that way, I guess, if they want to, but what I see is a notorious website being subjected to a historic breach by a splinter community that they, I guess, deliberately alienated, which will become part of the Wikipedia history page, of course, but more so as a temporary downfall, or the fall of what was there and the rise of something new. I think that's probably the most likely. At the end of the day, it's a milestone in the history of a significant platform when it comes to internet culture. Like it or not, the website very much is significant in internet culture, and the resulting direction the website will now take remains to be seen. That's it. That's essentially the story. If you want to support the channel, check out the links down below. Special VPN deal.
So yeah, there you have it. Now, one thing I kind of disagree on is I don't know if they're actually, I mean, I'm sure 4chan.com will be around. I don't think it's going to exist in the capacity that it had been existing in. And, you know, a lot of the other guys that I tune into, you know what I mean, who I value their opinion, they're deeply involved in this sort of realm or world or whatever. They said that the reason why the website was so out of date with a lot of this code was because when it was bought, the guys that were buying it, they weren't actually tech savvy people, so they weren't able to not just, you know, maintain it and things like that, but they weren't ever able to update it. So they would have to be building it from the ground up. And I don't know, other people, he didn't seem to believe that they were done. Other people that I think are a little bit more tapped in with that sort of world, they think it's over and that the team, they're not going to be able to get it together. It's time. So again, I don't know, there probably will be a 4chan.com, but the way it operated, a lot of the anonymity and things like that, I think is going to be gone. Yeah, I don't know, crazy stuff. Again, infamous website. One of the foulest places on the internet. But, I don't know, pretty historic that it finally finally got its comeuppance. You know what I mean? Everybody talks about the hacker 4chan. You know, they've targeted so many other groups and things like that for them to go down like this. I don't know. It kind of makes sense, but also it's kind of something to see, at least in my opinion. If you got any thoughts, 717-945-0976. That's like a part of the internet that I think is so weird. Even Reddit's a lot like that, where like these different communities, they were saying how they go to battle with one another. I think that's very strange. There were some things, though, that I thought were kind of funny that 4chan had done. Like I mentioned, the Shia LaBeouf thing. When he would, you know, put up a flag somewhere, and then 4chan would figure out where it was and take it down on like a live stream. I don't even know what his protest movement was. I think it was like when Trump became the president or something like that. It had something to do with him not wanting Trump to be the president. So he started a live stream. 4chan started, you know, sending their guys out to get in the shot, get on the feed or whatever. Kept getting shut down. Eventually he would put up flags in random places. Like, I think there was 3 different locations that he had it all across America. And a lot of times there wasn't even like any identifiable, you know, buildings or scenery really. But still somehow these guys would get together on 4chan, find it, take down the flag and put up like a 4chan flag. I thought that was kind of fun. I don't know. Again, 717-945-0976. In the meantime, we're going to get back to it. Got a new track brought up. It's called Slam Van Casablanca. It's produced by Cappuccino. This is the latest single. You can find it over there at Casablanca92FS.bandcamp.com. This track is crazy. So we're going to run this. Stick around because you're listening to Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Gas prices high, Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson.
All hip hop.
Mr. Robot, voice of the apocalypse.
No action.
Mass mouth, doozy and delusion. Mass mouth, doozy and delusion.
Exclusively on IPFS.
Like nobody, not one of you niggas, man.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio. Exclusively on IPFS.
Shook the tree in the leaves, had blood on them. From the slaves and the ropes that they hung on them. Fight the rage or the cage, won't be your homecoming. You've been sitting for days when the homies coming. I bet they on the block, getting on with life. While you sitting on that bench, sharpening your butter knife. All of what you said in your head showed your lack of faith. Never be misled when the feds come and raid your place. You know who gave the intel, fix your face. Who came and put up the bell, another's flake. The streets is full of shit, you know the niggas in them. The streets is a myth, no plagiarism. Follow my algorithm, the Jesus timeline. The young against the old, the sight against the blind. The mentally insane, the New York state of mind. Hustling crack cocaine, killing my own kind. I made a lot of change, wasted a lot of time. I have no one to blame, had the power refined. These niggas switching lanes, crossing lines. I avoided having accidents because I stayed in mind. Mastering my craft gave me one-ups, now they left behind. A lot of niggas laugh, now they fans at the back of lines. Disrespect the gov, none above, bet the doves are fly. Oh.
Dead World Radio.
Keep a poker face with my heart on my sleeve, like pardon my steez. Got juice on my car and it's squeezed. Fruits like the garden of Eve. A Jimmy piece, my E deep. We game part in the seas. I'm parking a free. Busting out, sharpening teeth. To make an MC start precipitating sparkling beads. Ask and receive. I'll fix a way to carve you a piece. Unless your attitude's stinking like a pass of the green. Huh.
Far from a dream, it's kept me on my toes. Although it seemed hopeless at times, I never lost a moment to succeed. We carry on the grind. Knowing from the start it's meant to be a challenge till it's done. If you ain't got soul, you better leave. Nothing's guaranteed. I learned how early my time spent chasing my rent. The future was growing inside tents. Kept my head down and prayed to a force that I don't believe in. Open season, keep my loved ones safe and my family breathing.
Making a pass flow, couldn't change up. 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 Making a pass flow, couldn't change up.
Stay focused, never let the pressure beat me. No one said it was easy. I'll stand up tall for the battle, move forward and never retreat. Scribble thoughts on the CD since young. I've been on this music life, given an opportunity, gotta make sure I use it right. Spent ages over analyzing scripts and scrutinizing. Now I'm utilizing, charging a fare like I'm Uber driving. Who's rewinding? Don't get lost in the past, or this time will pass you by. Gotta lift this shit to the fullest, fuck feeling half alive.
So understandable to survive, you become intangible, untouchable. Defenses are impregnable, like Tyson with some mandibles. The can withstand some cannibals. Ha. Can the snort, sort the capital. Can't afford to slack, I'm back on board. Fly without a catapult. Die fighting back on board, back and forth. It ain't my forte. It's crazy how they front, I wouldn't back it if the doors break. I'm pure, mate, I'm all gourmet. You guys just role play. I'm
making a pass flow, couldn't change up. 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 Making a pass flow.
Hope this is not a bad moment.
Dead World Radio, exclusively on IPFS.
I do.
From an inmate to a homeowner, hustler whether I'm trucking or when I sold Yola. Me and my niggas lead the stage and the show's over. America hustle, no Batman with the comb over. I ain't had a new port like a give or change. I still fuck good, the neighbors hear my name. No more sorrow bottle drowning. No alcohol, I'm out 4 months and I'm counting. Ain't seen a state federal or a county. In about 10 years I told y'all that I'm outie. I
I done been on songs with Deck and Raekwon, Tony Tucker, Last Amp and M1. I was knighted an architect and we ain't done. We was outnumbered, me and Tenny, we ain't run. Your man such and such, I can get too fucked. Murder whatever, whether it's got drums or looped up. I contact the shorty scooped up. I was never at Diddy House getting looped up. Never laugh wherever I'm at, I'm never too tough. I could be the fuck nigga who talk too much. I flood a couple times, but I'm back up. Hit a lick with my niggas, the bread get whacked up. Plus I ain't never put nobody in, nigga. All my losses, I done took them on the chin, nigga. Moving sideways and selfish, that ain't a flood. Your chick or bozo sexual sister ain't a flag.
Yeah, I wake up cape size, it's on the egg vibe. Skip the cash ride, visit past lives. A Rokosaki in these rag sizes for the satire. Make joke with the truth, I don't backslide. If this my last rhyme, of course, these puppets is getting chastised. Violence over bagpipes, violence over subjugation. Empires turn to piles of rubble from these double agent funded snake pits. I point them out and roll a smoke while you load up and empty entire clips right in they fucking faces. Ill intentions, so they came in several. I understand, let me explain it simple. The masses trying to turn this all into something that they can sink to. Fuck's a pistol, me and chick, we some hand grenades with the pins pulled, yo. This shit's official, knuckles dragging to deflect this wall. Apex rain, nothing you can do but expect the storm. Test the form, they say the survival side with the best informed it. Who got the biggest weapons drawn, son, yo, been forewarned.
Man, ownership is everything. They got a spy, the boss, riot squads, vigilantes, sick commandos, Krieger's call. Set it in that special ops on an incel Tuesday partying. Fired up for the latest crusader, self-martyrdom. An artisan crafting a fractured land of silos, likes, chairs, commentary, vomit therapy, where the maestros not content to hide behind. Give it a third Reich assign. Tears of true believers taking memories and wipe the blind. Just look here for one moment. It'll all be over soon. The basket case of loudest loudests. Watch the cobra loom, deaf ears falling on. No soul in golden parachutes, the stick that never quits equipped. So watch that carrot bruise, a mess we carry through. Black and blues to sing along and watch our idols join along. Survey this kingdom gone, obey the biz and law. Dollar stack the heights, the deafen. They ply division with bite and debate. Our pride's the weapon.
It's in my blood to fight the system. Eavesdrop your chap, they got the right to listen. The dope, they gotta split precise division. They split them up, while public schools just to pipe to prison. Despite conviction, they label you in the daily news. Always said I fit the script, I learned to hate the blue. Mom's got the newspaper reading, she weep, but now every day the ice be in the streets. They got the bus migrants rounding them up. Fuck Trump, cause absolute power corrupts. They say one bad apple sour with a bunch. Shit, they gotta turn your whole town into dust. But black ain't going down without swinging. At my man's range while these clowns is out drinking. Guns, I'm clapping, dumping ratchets at these fucking fascists. You and these slugs, see who run the fastest.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Dead World Radio.
Global pandemic. Pandemic.
On my left, and my beloved dead to my right, both ready to kill.
kill for plight. One thinking it's the God-given right. The other that hungers for lost brains. So all they know is to eat and fight. Which makes me the watch on the top of the wall. When it turns night, spelling forth, making it bright. Intelligent night, magic type. Mage, seeing all aspects, full color, black and gray. One in peace, but staying armed, cause war can come at any time, night or day. So I breathe, point, shoot, say, and pray to stay ready when they come to take you away. Mage, seeing all aspects, full color, black and gray. One in peace, but staying armed, cause war can come at any time, night or day. So I breathe, point, shoot, say, and pray to stay ready when they come to take me away. So it has begun. Now I'm realizing life and death is in your tongue. And both being brought forth by what is thought, making whatever done. Therefore, watch what you say, cause it can equal the tragedy to loved ones. My vocabulary spill was equal to drill, either by gun or bit going through. And you kept fearsome, checking ways to see past facades and charades. The all ritual obeyed. Been saying this since I found the way. The snakes through heaven and decay on full display. In my lifetime, as my volume one is a full array. If you're friend or foe, you know the way. So don't play. Full vision of reality realized, not imaginary. Crafting judgment for your day. That outcome of all that BS you've been doing, now you gotta pay. Seeing all aspects, full color, black and gray. One in peace, but staying armed, cause war can come at any time, night or day. So I breathe, point, shoot, say, and pray to stay ready when they come to take you away. Mage, seeing all aspects, full color, black and gray. One in peace, but staying armed, cause war can come at any time, night or day. So I breathe, point, shoot, say, and pray to stay ready when they come to take me away.
Dead World Radio.
The last track was Mage. It's a new one from .com Intelligence, produced by Wolverine. Before that, we had some G-Fan Black, Mike Martinez, Oblivious with Sankofa, a track called Vigilantes. That's the first single they got for an upcoming record. It's going to be dropping on the 22nd of April over there at gfanblack.bandcamp.com. The project is going to be called Through the Eyes of a Madman. Those Knuckle Dragger guys are going nuts. So yeah, make sure you subscribe to that newsletter over there at gfanblack.bandcamp.com for when that project drops. Before that, we had some Doza, the Drum Dealer, Flex Artist, Hobgoblin on the production. That track is crazy. That's off of 5 O'Clock Tea with Bricktop. You can find it over there, Doza, the Drum Dealer, .bandcamp.com. Before that, we had Res One up front. A track called Pressure. It's produced by Apollo Brown. We had some DV, Alias Christ, a track called The Dark. And they just got a video out for that. You can go find it over there on YouTube. Go check that out. And then we kick that whole section off with Casablanca. A track called Slam Van, produced by Cappuccino. That's the latest single you can find, Casablanca92fs.bandcamp.com. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in out there, everybody that's helping to spread the word with what we got going on over here at Dead World Radio. We're going to be cutting out of here a little early tonight. We're going to be back next Tuesday, same time. Like I've been saying, man, I'm bummed I lost the outro music. I don't know if I could ever find that ever again. I have to get something. You know what I mean? Like something kind of longish. Something that's unique, so when you hear it, you know it's the outro, like the last one was. I feel like the last one was perfect. I can find something new. It's probably time to freshen it up anyway. It's a new year. But I am bummed about that. And I lost like a lot of beats that I made from like, man, I don't even know. From like maybe 2009 to like 2015, 15, 16. When I lost that hard drive, I'm kind of bummed about that. Because they used to be up at DatPiff. So whenever, you know what I mean, I'd lose them or whatever, I could always get them back. Now DatPiff is gone. So I'm kind of sad about that. Maybe I could dig around, see if there's like a snapshot download or something. I doubt it. But I lost a lot of instrumental stuff. But I don't know. I hope you guys have a good weekend. It's going to be warm where I'm at. We're almost going to be into the 80s. So it looks like, you know, spring is finally in full effect. It's going to be beautiful up here. I hope it's nice wherever you're at. And yeah, we're going to be back on Tuesday. So until then, look after yourselves. Look after each other. This is Dead World Radio, and we're signing out.
Dead World Radio.